Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 15 and verse 39. Christ has just died. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. Verse 37. Then the curtain of the temple was rent from top to bottom. And then we come to this, verse 39, Mark chapter 15. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, surely this man was the Son of God. Mark chapter 15 and verse 39. The centurion's testimony. Now, I think we should be very careful. I'm going to be very careful if I can. I think we should not overplay his testimony. I think the translators, with their use of capitals, the Son of God, and so on, maybe have gone too far. I can't be sure, but there's no evidence to my mind that this man was converted here or was converted later. That is not the point, I think. I mean, of course, if he had been converted by witnessing Christ die, a very wonderful thing indeed. It may be like the thief on the cross who saw Christ as king that day. It could be. But I'm not sure we have this here. But nevertheless, we should not make too little of this centurion's testimony. Remember what we're talking about. We're not talking about a cardboard soldier. We're talking about a hard-boiled, well-used soldier, experienced. He's used to crucifixions. He's a centurion. He's risen in the ranks. You don't get there by being soft and sentimental. This man is a disinterested man. He's an unbiased man. He's a fair witness, if you want to call it that. He's certainly not sentimental. He's a military type, and he's been in the rough and tumble of wars and battles. He knows what suffering is, and he has verified the death of Christ. Truly, this man was the Son of God. He heard his cry, and he saw how he died. And that's the testimony here. He's a no-nonsense soldier, and I think this should be borne in mind. It must be borne in mind. He's dealing with the high-ups. He's dealing with the lower ones. He's in a very important rank. He couldn't help himself. He just cries out. Now, whether he cries out he is the Son of God or whether he cried out he's a son of a God, I don't know. That, to me, is not the important point. The important thing is to see that this man is, let's say, the least impressed, and he can't help himself. He cries out. Truly, he said, surely, this was somebody different. This is somebody who's died in a strange way, for a strange purpose. I've never seen anything like this. This Roman soldier, I think, has given a very clear testimony. And it's something about which he's deeply impressed. And this hard, tough man has had to confess something about the Lord Jesus Christ. So even at the very lowest level, at the very least, we can say that Christ impressed the people. Remember, in Matthew 27, verse 54, it's not only the officer, but the squad of soldiers they feared greatly. And Luke 23, verse 47, he glorified God. Certainly, this was a righteous man, he said. So the testimony here, what a testimony it is. I'm not saying he was converted, but I am saying this. He's a testimony to me of Philippians 2:11. Every knee will bow, every tongue, to Philippians 2:11, will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Unbeliever, I think you should listen to this testimony of this man. He's saying something to us. And he was moved. He saw something in Christ that day that he'd never seen before and he would never see again. He saw and he confessed the death of Christ, the real death. But he saw in him, at the very least, that this man was a son of a God. It might be that he actually went all the way and saw him for what he truly is, like the thief, the king. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He's not a son of a God. He is truly the Son of the living God. And this centurion, nameless centurion, has made this lasting confession. Pilate said, "What I have written, I have written." The centurion could say, "What I have said, I have said." Will you read the writing? Will you listen to the testimony? These things must count. They're unsolicited. They're free. But they cannot help themselves. What I have written, I have written. What I have said, I have said. Truly, this man was the Son of God.